Just slide them all back.
Are you joking?
No, for real. Because that way they're looking down this way instead of off to the side.
Yeah,
just tuck them in the front.
Absolutely.
And he's pushing,
push that stuff. Just tuck that stuff in more.
Yeah.
We're getting a front row.
It's a proper fucking press conference for us.
Yep.
All right, so that doesn't work. Let's go back.
It's great.
Oh. Scott Coker here.
Thank you. That was a great night of fights. I really enjoyed just sitting there watching him and to have a finals that we can put on the calendar now for January 26th at the LA Forum. It's a good feeling because I felt like it took a little bit to get here, and now we have the finalists. And I told Bader and I told Fader, I said, well, I'm sorry you have to train through Christmas, but it'll be worth it at the end. So we'll finally have a heavyweight champion, and we'll crown them on the 26th. Let's open up for questions. You know, I feel like as a promoter, you know, like whoever wins the matchup wins, and that's it. I mean, if he would have lost, Chael is a great promoter himself, and, you know, that would have been a great fight with him and Bader. Now, both of them, I think, would have been interesting matchups, but, you know, anytime Fedor steps into the cage, it's a special historic moment, and I think we'll have another piece of history on the 26th of January. I'll tell you, I think they both look good. You know, I think Chael can take a punch. He took some shots. And I tell you, I have not seen those two guys scrap like that in a while. And they're going at it. You know, in fact, Herschel said to me, he goes, is Fedor mad at Chael? Like, did something happen to him? I said, well, you know, they're trying to fight for the same prize to get to the finals. But in all seriousness, it's, you know, it's Chael. Show me why, you know, he is who he is, and Fedor, you know, he just stepped up, and I think that it was a great win for him.
Any more questions?
Scott, this week, Chael went on a show, got a debate whether Fedor's in his prime. Do you think Fedor made a statement that he's still in his prime?
You know what? I'll tell you. I love the countdown shows that our guys have been doing. And, you know, when I watch those countdown shows myself as a fan, and when I saw him hitting the mitts, I'm like, man, this guy still has that twitch speed. He's so fast. He's so explosive. He hits hard. And that's something that's not going to go away. The speed might go away, but the power doesn't go away. But the speed didn't – he still has that speed, you know. So to me, it's pretty impressive, man. And I think the reason why is that he just has not stopped training. He's always in shape, and he's always trained, and always, you know, like he's never stopped training for long periods of time. So, you know, it's been a great journey for him. You guys know how – you know, the history of Fedor has been, it's been a great ride, and to me, he's the greatest of all time, and he's got a worthy adversary on the 26th. Ryan Bader showed me that he could control a big man and do what he needs to do to win, and, you know, he's going to try to do that to Fedor, and can, you know, does Fedor have some tricks up his sleeve? And we'll see. It's going to be an interesting fight. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that a lot of people felt that Ryan Bader was a favorite to get in on his side, and Fedor as well. But, you know, if you know, Frank Mir would have won, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised either. These are big guys throwing big punches, and, you know, all it takes is one clip, and it's over. So, you know, in heavyweight division, you never know. Well, I don't know if my staff would agree with me, but it's been really taxing on the staff, and I'd like to thank them. They did a great job of executing this event and the one last night. I think that you know, our original reason of doing the event so close was we didn't want to give one fighter an advantage over the other, and next week was busy in both buildings, so we had to do it all this weekend. But it's a taxing, you know, proposition, but at the end of the day, our guys pulled it off, and, you know, if we have to do it again, we will. But that's the reason why we did it. We didn't want a fighter to say, oh, he had two more weeks of rest than I did, and, you know, he had two more weeks of, you know, knowing who he's fighting. And so, you know, to me, that was the reason why we did it back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a couple options there, but you know, Czech has really impressed me his last couple outings, and that's the Czech that I remember from before, and that's the Czech that we've been waiting to see. And for him, I'm really. I told him when I was leaving, when I was coming in here, I said, you know, Czech, I'm really proud of you because you really showed me that that you really want it and you're stepping up, and this is the Czech that we've been expecting. And so, to me, look, we signed Minnikoff back, right? We have some great heavyweights here already, and Czech's another guy. And then, you know, we're gonna just have some great matchups in the future in 2019 in the heavyweight division.
Is there a set date
and venue yet for this? Yes, it's January 26th in Los Angeles at the Forum. Yeah.
Scott, any update on the welterweight Grand Prix certain dates? We got the matchups and all those dates.
So we just announced the fight. December 15th in Honolulu, well, we had the Alima McFarland fight against Valerie. Machida will be fighting our former champion, Carvalho, at that fight. And Ed Ruth will be fighting Neiman Gracie at that fight. So that will be our second round of the tournament. That fight will be on DAZN. On Saturday night, we announced at a press conference in New York City this past Thursday that on Friday night, it'll be on Paramount Live. It'll be Michael Chandler fighting Brett Primus. Frank Mir will fight Javier Ayala. And we'll have three more fights added to that. There'll be two big tentpole events. And that will be free for the troops. So we're doing a show called Bellator Salutes the Troops. And it's going to be a great week of festivities in Honolulu. We're going to take all of our top athletes that are not fighting, and we're going to take them to the base and give value back to the, you know, the men and women that protect this country.
What would it mean, in your view, if on January the 26th at the Forum, mm-hmm. Fedor Emelianenko managed to win the heavyweight mm-hmm. Grand Prix at the age of 42? Where would that put him in the pantheon of the greatest mixed martial artists?
I already feel like he's the GOAT. He has nothing to prove. To me, he has nothing to prove. You know, he's doing this because he wants to compete, and he's had some tough opposition. And you know what? If he won the tournament, I'd be happy for him. And I think that you know, this is something he really, really wants. Listen, everybody knows that you know, Fedor's been fighting for a while. He was the king of Pride, and then he fought for me in Strikeforce, and now he's here in Bellator. But you know, he's already proved everything. He's the GOAT, and whatever he does now will just add to the legacy of Fedor.
Mm-hmm. When he was on the bottom, this hand speed, things like that, were very prominent tonight.
Yeah, he looked like a fresh fighter that wanted it badly. You know, that's what I saw out there. I saw somebody that really wanted to win. And the fight had some great transitions back and forth, some great, you know, sweeps and hip throws and you know, it's takedowns. It was just a great fight, and it was action-packed. I mean, I really enjoyed watching it.
Scott, there was some reaction online that, oh, this fight was fixed. Can you react to that at all?
I mean, come on. That, you know, that doesn't even deserve a response. I mean, to the people that, you know, are saying it. And listen, Chael got clipped. You know, he told me, he said, man, he hit me, and he hit me really good. And you know, he was done. So that's it. But, you know, with Chael, you know, you the thing with Tito, oh, he let him go or something. Come on, why would you do that? You're a professional athlete. You're a fighter. He wants to continue. He wants to go to the next round of the tournament. You know, so that's just all rubbish.
Why do people move to that so quickly? The fixed line. Why is that? You think?
You know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's, you know, they see Chael. He's got this character, and then, you know, he's. I think, you know, he. They just feel like, you know, with Chael, it's just like this character. So maybe that's what they're thinking, but. You know, if you had Fedor punching you and kicking you and kneeing you like he was doing today, that was real. That was not fake.
Scott, what would you like to see Chael do next? Do you want to see him stay at heavyweight? Do you think he should go back to 205? I know you'll say it's probably ultimately up to him, but what would you like to see?
Exactly what you said is going to be up to him. I mean, really, now that the heavyweight tournament, you know, for him is over, you know, he'll have to decide. You know, if he wants to fight at 205, we've got some great fights for him at 205, but he's going to have to make that decision, you know. So we'll talk to him. I think he might like that. I think he might like to fight at 205.
He told me earlier this week he thinks he's the number one contender at 205. So he's like, you know, win or lose.
series, I think I'm going to fight Ryan Bader, whether it's for this title or
not. That's a fight I would like to see, right? Maybe that's the fight we can put together in the future. But, you know, let's get through the heavyweight tournament, and then, you know, we'll talk to Chael. But, you know, to me, it makes a lot of sense for him to go to 205 and fight our top guys.
And we saw 50 Cent here again tonight. He was posting over the past couple of days, you know, who else have you been writing me off to come fight in Bellator for $2 million? What did you make of all that?
Well, you know what? You know, he called me yesterday and he said, "Hey, you know, what's going on with this?" You know, and I said, "Well, the commission's involved, and it's, you know, it's there's a lot of steps to that whole situation." But, you know, I'd like to just, you know, I told him, I said, "Hey, let's just take clear of it, because it really has nothing to do with Bellator. That has to do with the commission, and the fighter, and the league. So, that's their business." Well, I think what he means by that is, like, him as, like, a manager, or, you know, like, he's – but I mean, 50 Cent has – you know, when he's talking to an athlete, that has nothing to do with Bellator. I can't tell 50 Cent what to say or not say, believe me. Yep.
Scott, can you explain – you're on his own now. Mm-hmm. How has been the public reaction to that? And also, what kind of changes should we expect? Perhaps the European cause, when they claim that they've been delayed in America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a, you know what, it's something that we're really, really close to making it perfect. We thought we had it together on the Channel 5 show in San Jose. DAZN's been a great partner. They have been supportive, and, you know, they have Japan. And like tonight, the fight was aired in Japan because it was on DAZN. I was watching it on DAZN live on my little phone as the fight was going on. It was pretty cool. But, you know, when I think about, you know, the partnership, it's exciting because the international territories that they want to go to, we would like to go as well. You know, the thing with Channel 5 in the UK, you know, it's we got cut off, and that was unfortunate. And we didn't have it dialed in for this fight because we have to run commercials, and this could have run over, and then we could have another, you know, Pepe the Pig situation, and I just didn't want to deal with that. So it is on Channel 5 now. It's a 12-hour delay from yesterday and today. But I think, you know, in the next month or so, before December, we will have, you know, this all worked out and dialed in. I promised Gareth that we would have it fixed. So, Gareth. Yes, exactly.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. You mean as far as like
Last night, for example,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Any chance you're going to change that to the 5 rounds?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, we have talked about, but we have not committed to it. We are having the 5-round main event for the welterweight tournament because Roy's in the tournament and he is our champion, so the title will continue with the champion, whoever the champion is. So it'll be a title fight every time. But you know, as far as the main event being 5 rounds, just to have a main event be 5 rounds. We're still going to hold it to our championship belts.
How many Russians guys will we see in the next tournament?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm not sure. But, you know, listen, we have a lot of great Russian fighters here in Bellator. Kreshkov is amazing. We have 4 or 5 fighters we just signed from Fedor's group. We have Fedor Emelianenko. We have Tokov, the fighter you saw today. So, you know, we're going to continue our commitment to the Russian athletes.
Scott, was tonight the last fight on Benson Henderson's contract?
I'm not sure, but I thought he looked good. He was entertaining, and, you know, I could probably have Rich or Mike get back to you on that one.
What are your thoughts on the other promotions that DAZN is working with Combate Americas and KSW? Any thoughts of possibly a co-promotion?
You know what? I mean, KSW, we have a good relationship with Martin. We've talked about it. It's just the timing doesn't work because of the, you know, the fight here would be 2 in the morning over there, just the same thing like the broadcast for Channel 5. So it's tough, but you know what? I think that it's a possibility, but it's not something that's imminent in the future.
One last question right
there. Alexander, you know what? I think he had some problems getting licensed here in the States, and I don't think that will go away. So I think that, you know, he has some issues to take care of. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Up next, Chef Congo. All right.
Sweater?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well,
yeah. We just did want to remind everybody
that
the sweater is up for auction on the Bellator eBay page. Uh-huh. Might be worth a little bit more money tonight.
The actual sweater.
Yeah, here we go.
But for what? How are we going
to for charity. So it is Make-A-Wish and a children's charity in Russia that Fedor picked.
It's at $10,800 right now.
There we go. It started the night at $6,800.
It's Fedor's idea? Yeah?
Yes, this was Fedor's idea. Yep.
Okay.
So this is the exact sweater.
Yeah, we know.
Thank you, guys.
There
we go.
Thank you. All right. Check Congo. All right. Questions?
Congratulations on the win, Chuck. Can you just talk us through the finish there at the end?
It was just a finish, you know. I used to prepare very well, you know, with my team, you know, and in Trinidad Beach. So I'm really happy and with the performance, because I got the time to prepare very well. I used to change, you know, some modality about the training, you know, and that's the thing, you know, will bring me back on life, you know, being more active, you know, moving more, be efficient, you know. So. Yeah.
You've been pretty dominant throughout your whole career, but from 2014 to 2018 was a stretch where you didn't have a finish. Now you have back-to-back knockouts in devastating fashion. Have you made any changes in your camp or your mentality in these fights, or are you just going out there doing the same thing you've always been doing, and it's just you're able to get your opponent out of there quicker?
I think probably somewhere I used to be really lazy, so I used to change, you know, everything with Tiki, Paul Herrera. I have so many names: MPF training, Internet Beach, Dog Pound. So, and many more, and also thanks to the therapy, win back. And that's the thing, you know, we keep me active, you know, keep me efficient, give me and help me to recover, you know, pretty faster than usual. So that's great.
What does being lazy look like?
Exactly. Obviously, you didn't take a lot of damage in this fight today.
I'm sorry, you had a question. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you said you were being lazy. What does that look like? Because you always look like you're in ridiculous shape.
No, I used to be really lazy. So I used to sleep on my quality. So, and also by the time I used to fight at the last minute, so I didn't get the time to get prepared pretty well. So for sure, I used to come, you know, with the little shape I used to get and fight and face the guys. So at the end, I used to be try to be efficient, to bring the victory.
What
so.
Did you think of the main event tonight through the Fedor Chael?
So, you know, that's a good opportunity to me for me to come back and get my belt. So no matter what, who's going to be the winner, you know. Yeah, Bellator used to hold my belt so now 3 years, 4 years. And I think, you know, at some point, you know, that's something, you know, I should deserve to get. You know, I didn't have the opportunity to fight for the as well for the interim. So, you know. Yeah, no, we'll see. So I'm still on the track. So yeah.
Mark the mic.
Jack, 43 years old. How do you continue the success at this age?
Honestly, this is a brand here. You can see, you know, and that therapy works on everybody. You know, not especially on me. Especially, you know, I have the really good recovery and activity on athletes. So that's one of the therapy that people using in Europe. So now the therapy came in United States, and from that, you know, I'm one of the guys, you know, who use a lot of this to get performance.
From a medical standpoint, you know, how do you get up and keep doing this every day as you get older and you get to your 40s, which is kind of unheard of for most professional athletes?
So the good thing is I used to be about my shape, you know, I used to be away from drugs, you know, and all the kind of shit like this. So first of all, that's a good thing, you know, keep me away and be a performance, you know, who save my joints and my ability to perform with my healthy. And after that, it's just about the way to train with my new partners, you know. So it's not like new partners, but we used to work that way in the past, but with the better accuracy, listening to the body, using the therapy, the win-back therapy. And from that, since that, you know, I can complain. And also about my my state of mind. You know, life is a fight. So I never wait to be in the cage to prove I'm gonna fight against somebody. I'm fighting every day. You know, helping people, working and making sure, you know, I can feed my family, taking care of my family, friends. You know, having projects. You know, it's a fight. So it's depending, you know, what is the definition you get for that, but fighting is a multitask.
Jack, is there any way that when you weren't announced as a member of the eight people in the heavyweight tournament, that it lit a fire under you and got your mentality that I'm going to get my revenge here by getting the belt back?
Yes, it is. You know, that's something, you know, since then, you know, I never get the chance to say anything. Even I used to be quiet because I was pretty angry, you know, and at the end, what to say?
Is this you angry right now?
I should say no, because you know what the thing is with the experience, you know, and what I should say more than that, you know. You want to pass me, okay, do it, you know.
I think everyone agrees that you probably deserve a shot.
No, of course, but and I really appreciate, you know, the fact, you know, you mentioned that, but what I should say more than that, you know what it is, you know, and even if I didn't fight for the belt, you know, it would be a big shame. And it's not a will be, it's a big shame. So it's been now 3 years, 7 wins in a row. So a win is a win. So that's what I used to learn from you guys. So even if I'm not satisfied with the decision, you know, with the result of the fight, but a win is a win.
Check. Who do you think wins, Fedor or Vader?
Whatever, I don't care. You know, the thing is, even for the fight, I didn't check or see the fight just to have some idea. The thing is, I just want to get my belt. You know, if I have to say something like people used to say, oh, I want to get my fucking belt or my damn belt or whatever. So, and I used to use those bad words, but you know, I think, you know, today that's what it is. You know. It could be a good opportunity to do it also and get the revenge, you know. And also the fight was pretty close. And at some point, you know, people used to call me dirty fighters, but that guy kicked me many times in the balls and I was like, shit, you know. And fortunately, I have a really good cup. But after that, he knees me, you know, when the hit wasn't allowed. So anyone. So the thing is, at some point, you know, I still want to be the black sheep, you know, but somewhere enough is enough.
One more question.
Did anything from Johnson's book surprise you in this fight, or was everything
expected? Nothing. So, honestly, I didn't expect anything. You know, I just expect some big brawl, you know, during the bout. So I let my partners, Tiki, Paul, you know, study the guys and working that way. I didn't see what he can do or expect something from him. The thing was just fighting. My role was to get back in shape, you know, moving like I used to do in the past, and be efficient. Even if I'm getting old, for sure, you know, I don't have the same reflex or the same attitude, but I'm pretty close. So a few more weeks and I will be ready.
Okay, thank you so much, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Fyodor, congratulations. May I ask the question, why your last fights are kind of very entertaining, very fast change of positions, you know, very dynamic? Is it more interesting for you to fight that way?
Нет, так, спасибо за вопрос, конечно. Так получается. Я не могу сказать, чтобы веселее, не веселее, но я, слава богу, чувствовал и по скорости контролировал. То есть видел движение чела, поэтому старался немножко опережать его, старался видеть его.
Well, I cannot say if it is more interesting or less interesting than how it happens. And I could feel actually Chael. I could see all his movements and try to react in time. Thank you for the question.
Да, то, что постоянно менялись позиции, ну, так получалось.
As for permanent changing of positions, that's how it happened, how the fight went.
Кокер сказал, что ты сколько Кокер сказал, что ты лучший боец вообще, и очень много людей с ним согласны. А что вы думаете, кто лучший боец с вашей точки зрения?
Кстати, у меня сейчас голова не работает.
My head doesn't work really very well right now.
Ну, мне очень нравился. Кен Веласкес. Но сейчас он не бьется, я так понимаю.
Well, I liked really very much Ken Velasquez, but he's not fighting nowadays, I guess.
When Chael dove off of your back, was that surprising at all to you? Because he had your back and tried to roll you over like Leo Vieira, like he said, but it didn't work, obviously.
Когда Chael вот старался напрыгнуть и перевернуть вас на спину, вообще это вас как бы удивило, не удивило?
Нет, абсолютно не удивило. Я работаю во всех положениях, поэтому должен чувствовать себя хорошо во всех положениях.
No, I was not surprised actually, and I work in all different positions, so that's why I have to feel really good in all the positions.
А Chael очень хороший борец, поэтому, конечно, мы были готовы к этому.
Chael is a very good fighter, and we were prepared for that.
Wrestler. Не fighter, а wrestler. Борец.
Wrestler.
Fedor, congratulations again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're not a man who shows a lot of emotion, but did we see a little bit afterwards tonight, a little bit of happiness, more smiles from you after the event? And if so, why?
Вы не тот человек, который очень демонстрирует свои эмоции, но повезло ли нам сегодня? Мы чуть-чуть больше видели эмоции, вашу улыбку. Вот сделали это вас более счастливым на этот момент?
Знаете, я благодарен Богу, что сегодня Он даровал нам победу. Поэтому, конечно, я счастлив.
I'm very grateful to God that He gifted me this very victory. That's why certainly I'm happy.
Я знаю, сколько людей молилось, переживало за меня.
I know how many people prayed for me and cheered for me.
Я очень всем благодарен. Слава Богу.
And I'm very grateful to everybody. Thanks God.
What's your initial thoughts on the fight against Ryan Bader?
Sorry?
What's his initial thoughts on a fight against Ryan Bader? Did he see him fight last night, and what does he think is going to happen on January 26th?
Федор, видели ли вы бой Райана и что, да, Бейдера, и что вы ожидаете как бы от этого боя? Будет ли он такой же, как вот был?
Нет, я не видел бой пока, но в ближайшее время его посмотрю.
I haven't seen the fight yet, but I definitely will watch it at nearest time.
Прошу прощения за то, что немножко большой спойлер будет. Райан Бейдер переводил более тяжелого, чем соперника, с большой легкостью, и Мэтт Мидвелл тяжелее, чем вы уже. До боя 3 месяца, как вы будете строить подготовку с учетом того, что будет соперник, который очевидно будет построен, то, что переводить вас?
So there are only 3 months before the fight, and Ryan Bader actually tried to put the opponent on the canvas. And if taking that into consideration, how you're going to be preparing for this very fight?
Вы знаете, мы учитываем особенности всех оппонентов, с которыми нам приходится встречаться.
You know, we take into consideration the specialities and certain features of all the opponents we meet.
Как и к этому мы готовились. Учитывая сильные стороны Чела.
We were preparing for this very fight, taking into consideration very strong sides of Chael.
Также мы с моей командой сделаем выводы при подготовке к Рейну.
The same will happen actually during the preparation for the fight with Bader. So me and my team, so we'll make the necessary conclusions.
конечно, будет большое внимание уделяться переводам в партер и работе лежа.
Certainly there will be a lot of attention given to the work on the ground, on the canvas. Are you going to have same sparring partners or there will be somebody different?
Я только с боя вышел. Можно я?
I just came out of the fight. May I have some time, please?
Если вы не будете надоедать, то мы увидимся быстрее.
So, because next time we'll see maybe you only in 3 months. If you are not going to be that notorious, maybe we'll see each other a little bit earlier.
Fedor, last time you took a break from the sport, you were kind of on a low point. Now you're on a high point. Any chance you beat Fedor, you win the title, you say, hey, perfect way to end my career and retire.
Вы уходили из спорта, будучи как бы уже таким... на спаде карьеры. Сейчас вы вышли, вы находитесь на пике карьеры. Какой шанс, что после боя с Бейдером вы вдруг решите, что вы будете уже уходить из спорта?
Ну, вы знаете, все, конечно, зависит от моего самочувствия.
You know, everything depends on how I'm feeling, you know, how my health is.
Я думаю, на этот вопрос я смогу ответить только после боя.
And that's why I think I will be able to answer this very question after the fight. If Ryan Bader, just in case he won't be able to make it for the fight, Sergey Minakov and Haritonov, do you review them as possible opponents, the substitute for Bader?
Знаете, мы, ну, корреспонденты очень часто задают вопрос, а если бы, да вдруг, да как бы, понимаете?
It's very often journalists ask questions. What if? What if?
Давайте, если вдруг такая ситуация случится, тогда и... поговорим.
Let us talk about that in case such a situation happens.
Но я просил Скотта Кокера не ставить меня с россиянами.
But actually, I did request from Scott Coker not to put Russian opponents for me.
Да, слава богу, за всю карьеру я никогда не бился с русскими бойцами.
Thanks God, during my career, I didn't have fights with Russian fighters.
Господь отводил. Вот, и не хотелось бы, скажем так, ну не то чтобы заканчивать, но под конец своей карьеры биться с россиянами.
And by the end of my career, I wouldn't like, you know, just to fight Russian fighter. Oh, Fedor, do you have any schedule? What do you have scheduled after the fight? You know, do you come back home or do you go to travel somewhere? Do you participate in some MMA event somewhere or in Russia?
Да, спасибо вам большое за вопрос. Меня ждет семья.
Thank you very much for the question. Yeah, my family is waiting for me.
Мои девочки.
My girls.
И, конечно, союз ММА. Сейчас постараюсь максимум внимания уделить.
And certainly Russian MMA Union. And right now, when I come back home, I will try to give the maximum of attention to my family and MMA Union.
Fedor, why is it your preference not to fight Russian fighters at this stage in your career?
Почему вы предпочитаете все-таки не биться с русскими бойцами, как не в середине карьеры, не в конце?
Ну, знаете, всю жизнь меня Господь отводил.
You know, God managed it that way that during my career I didn't have
многим,
to fight Russian fighters.
Из них я помогал лично.
And
русским,
I did help
бойцам.
A lot of Russian fighters, a lot personally.
И, вы знаете, мне не так важно, как они ко мне относятся.
And you know, for me it's not that important how they look at me, how they treat me.
Мне важно мое отношение.
For me it's very important my attitude towards them.
Я бы не хотел в конце карьеры все-таки биться с нашими соотечественниками.
That's why at the very end of my career I would prefer not to.
К тому же так острый вопрос не стоит.
Plus it's not like really a very sharp question or problem.
Fedor, you've accomplished a lot in your career, and where do you think being a Bellator champion would rank in your career accomplishments?
Вы очень много достигли, очень много преуспели. Где, куда вы думаете, на какое место чемпионства по Беллатору вы можете поставить? Насколько это? Как это?
Ну, я не чемпион Беллатора.
Well, first of all, I'm not the champion of Bellator.
If. Вы знаете, сначала надо заслужить, завоевать.
Well, first of all, you have to fight for this title.
После следующего боя мы с вами соберемся.
And you have to earn it. And after the next fight, we'll get together and discuss that.
Если мы победим.
If we win.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. That's the last question.
Большое спасибо.
Thank you so much.
Chill,
What's up, dudes? Standing here. No, but thank you for that. That's very nice. A scarf, it turns out.
He was a big, strong, dangerous man, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Fast, as well. I don't know why he hit me so hard. I don't know what old Chael ever did to that guy, but he sure felt like laying him into me.
You said you didn't know what you were going into against a very natural heavyweight. You know, he's not the biggest-looking man in the world, but people say he's freakish when they roll with him or... Did you find that tonight that you were really in there with a genuine heavyweight?
Yeah, explosive. I would call him explosive. Yeah, like with his punches, there wasn't a ton of setups. They just came, and they came hard. And even on the ground, I had some good positions on him, and he would just explode. It wasn't necessarily technique-based, but it was impressive. He's an impressive athlete.
And has anyone ever done that to you on the ground? Maybe about Randy or people like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been ground and pounded like that. I thought there was opportunity there. I was covering up, and I thought that he was slowing down. Whether that's accurate, this is what I thought. I thought he was slowing down a little bit, and the referee warned me. He said, if you don't move, I'm going to stop this, but I didn't think he would because they were going into my hands. I thought I was blocking him. I thought I was having a rope-a-dope moment. Thought I was luring him in. That was a bad strategy, it turns out. That was a bad plan.
You seem like taking a lot of risks, riverboat gambling style, the spinning elbow against Anderson, and then now the dive roll, trying to roll him over into an RNC. Is that some stuff you regret, trying to take those gambles that have paid off for you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, when they don't work, yeah, I think I regret them a little bit. The dive roll, I was going to lose that position anyway. So maybe that's a little bit less than the other example you gave. I was going to lose that position. I was falling over the top. So I tried to tuck his chin real fast and go. I used to do that move all the time in college. And I always got it. But I missed it tonight. Rolled right over.
Chael, I just saw on Twitter that Fedor gave you his entire tracksuit that he wore to the cage. What did he say to you, and what was that exchange like?
Yeah, so that was a very cool moment for me. In wrestling, that was tradition. We would trade gear after the match, and it was always a big deal when the Americans wrestled the Russians, and it was rare, and it was an exciting moment. So anyway, he gave me his outfit. I thought that was very nice. I had nothing to offer him back. I guess I owe him an outfit, but it was very sweet. Yes, he can have that. Yes, for sure. So can you. Anybody can have that.
You took it from wardrobe. You liked it.
I don't know why I stole it on principle, so they didn't do that to somebody else. Yes, I was helping the next guy.
Chael, this week you said you like being the bad guy. You're the snake with blue eyes.
Candy-coated poison.
You like to talk trash, but with Vader, you seem to tone it down a little bit. Very confident.
Well, I don't talk trash. I talk truth. I don't manufacture conflict. If it's not real, I won't say it. If it comes out of my mouth, I mean it. And there's a lot of guys in the sport I do not like, And I think that's a unique thing about this sport. I think it's relatable to other people. I think everybody probably works with somebody in the office or the job site that if they could get away with it, they'd fight. I happen to be in a business where I can. But Fedor seemed like a gentleman. I didn't have any ill will towards him. I think he's a good competitor with a good career. I wanted to beat him really bad. I wanted to have that one. And that was that. It was from a competitive nature.
You got in there with Pete called the greatest heavyweight of all time tonight. Coming out of that, does that make you feel like you want to stay in this weight class or maybe return to 205 going forward?
Yeah. I think we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, if they want to do a loser's ball and play this thing all the way out till third, like the Olympics, you know, then maybe we do that. But I don't know. That's up to Scott Coker. If you ask me what weight class I'd rather be in, I think the 205 is more appropriate. But, you know, there's guys that need to fight there, too. I don't know. I just look ahead to this. I love the tournament. I'm so excited about it. I'm glad the welterweights are getting a chance. I hope other guys get a chance. It's from a competitive standpoint. It was really great to be part of it. But we'll see. Ryan Bader and Fedor, that's a really interesting match. It's an interesting match. I think the Bader's going to be able – I might have shown him some blueprints just in the moments of success I had in there tonight to at least let him know where he should try to get this fight. So let's see how that plays out. But for now, it's Fedor's night, not mine.
Yeah. Well, you said earlier this week that you think you're the number one contender at light heavyweight, and I asked Scott about that, and he didn't disagree at all. So do you feel like there's a title shot waiting for you there when –
I think there could be some opportunity. I don't feel that it's appropriate to make a call out tonight because it's not my night. But, yeah, I am ranked number one at light heavyweight, and I did think I was going to see Bader in the finals of this tournament. But let's see how it goes. I don't think that would be appropriate for me to step in front of something tonight. The first part of the question, I never appreciated that, and maybe I should appreciate it, but I never did. I came from a wrestling background. You took on everybody. Anybody that showed up on a weekend, you took them on, 45 minutes apart, 4 and 5 and 6 guys in one day. So I guess that is unique, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate having the opportunities to try different weight classes. And they always want to talk about who the pound-for-pound grade is, but there's nobody with the balls to go into different weight classes. It's not even a question who the pound-for-pound best is. There's only one guy willing to do it, a sport full of chickens. So I appreciate that. I also fought George St. Pierre in a basement in L.A. one time, so you should add that to the list.
Who's the best of those?
George. George.
Chael, you've got a very prominent broadcasting career, you know, across lots of platforms. You haven't won tonight. But is there any thoughts about you are going to continue fighting or not? Does it enter your head at all?
No, not really. I mean, I have some other goals I'd like to achieve. You know, I really looked up to what Randy was able to do and be able to extend his career. I'd like to extend mine. But it won't be my choice. It's never been my choice. Eventually, you know, Coach Clayton will come up and say, we're done. Then we're done. Cool. But don't forget, gentlemen, I must remind you, I was just in the final four of the baddest dudes in the world. This wasn't exactly like old Chael got cleaned up in a parking lot on a Saturday. Okay, we're down to the final four in a weight class I've never been in. I mean,
you're just throwing it out there.
I mean, first Fedor hits me really hard, and then you tease me a little bit here. And nobody's brought me a Coca-Cola big enough to swim in. I mean, things really aren't going my way here in New York, Gareth.
That's a good thing, though. Look, Elvis is over there, and there you are.
I'm going to get a picture of that for my mom. Yeah. That's her childhood crush. Oh, you're done with me. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? All right, I've had it with you all anyway. Goodbye.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah, let's do that.
For Ryan Bader? Question.
Ryan, so what'd you think?
Fedor looked impressive. You know, they went out there and got at it right away. He Chael got in his face, started putting that pressure on him. Fedor was throwing back hard, you know, and he's throwing those 3, 4, 5 punch combos. And as the fight went on, you know, I wish I got to see a second round. I thought it would be start to turn a little bit in Chael's favor if the second round, if he made it there and started coming out and being a little more patient. But overall, Fedor looked impressive. I'm excited. I'm ready. Got me going.
This is the fight you said you wanted last night. When you were in there facing off with him, what was that experience like?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal, but not. You know, I've been in there with guys like that. You know, guys that, you know, I kind of idolized coming up, you know, and then to stand across the cage from him. So no different with Fedor. It's one of those things when you get that opponent, you know you're fighting a guy. It's just a man, a name, and somebody standing in your way.
He's very icy. He's very, like, stoic.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with Fedor, you know, and you don't know any of his emotions. And for me, watching this fight, I didn't know, you know, he was the unknown. You know, what's he like on the ground? What's how's his cardio? We didn't get to see much in that first fight, you know, and so we saw a little bit. We saw one round in this fight. That's why I said I'd like to see it go to the second round. He looked very impressive. There's definitely things that I saw that I could exploit and use and whatnot, but overall, a very, very good performance by Fedor.
You have a blue right there.
No. Yeah, that's from that's just from Benson Henderson, kind of rubbed up on me. Nothing cool. Well, yeah, Chael took him down with a kind of a single leg, you know, like a low single, you know, so that balance there. It's crazy because Fedor showed incredible balance in certain positions, but then got taken down by like kind of a low single, you know, and had his feet together. My shot's a little different than Chael's. You know, I'm trying to either blow you off your feet or I don't get it and try to stay in a good position. I never like to be anywhere with my knees on the mat shooting at all. You know, and so definitely, you know, I saw some things there. I saw, you know, they were both kind of getting a little tired there because it was a frantic pace. I thought Chael would have his energy would have come back to him because it was just more of like a kind of all right, here we go. I tried this, it wasn't working. Kind of panicking a little bit, but then I saw it kind of come back a little bit. So Fedor definitely was breathing hard too and kind of resting in positions. I saw some stuff. Fedor always keeps his hands low. You know, he gets tagged. I think he got hit with a little up kick, you know, and kind of felt it a little bit. But, you know, he's throwing bombs. It was just a matter of game plan. Kind of like I thought it was going to kind of carry out. You go out there, I thought if Chael could get that first couple takedowns, it was going to be his night. But if Fedor stuffed a couple and Chael started thinking, man, what's going on right now? Why isn't this working? And that's what kind of happened and kind of was the beginning to the end.
It's backfired against him sometimes, like the Dan Henderson fight, but more often than not, Fedor seems to thrive in the chaos. And I know you consider yourself a very smart, intelligent fighter. So when you go in there, how do you make sure you don't get caught up in that with him?
Well, I think that was a good reminder right there, you know, with Chael coming in there and getting right in his face and kind of coming into a buzzsaw right away, you know. Fedor, that's his MO. You come in, he's going to throw, you know, three punches at least at you, and they come from weird angles, you know. Can you beat him to that punch and he has his hands down? Yeah, you know, and do you want to play that game all the time, though? Probably not. So you got to be patient. I usually come out and I fight different opponents totally different ways, you know, and so we'll have to go back and watch tape, game plan, get with my coaches, and figure it out.
Do you think you might see Chael at 205 at some point down the line?
Yeah, probably. He's going to be back. You know, he's a competitor. He's one of the best guys in the world. You know, look at, you know, he made it, like he was saying, made it to the Final Four, you know, in the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix, and he'll definitely be back for sure.
You like that idea, that fight?
Yeah, I like fighting everybody, you know, and I feel I'm going to be around for a while, so, you know, I'm going to run up and bump up against those guys for sure.
Daniel Cormier tweeted tonight saying there's no doubt in his mind you win against Fedor. What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool. You know, appreciate it. You know, the respect from peers is, definitely a cool thing to see, especially from a guy like him. You know, I respect him a ton and what he's done in this sport. I still got to go out there and do it, though, you know, and, you know, I thrive in this kind of stuff, and I can't wait.
It's almost like you and DC are actually pretty good friends, despite that whole incident in 2015.
Yeah, it is what it is. We're competitors. We're you know, top guys that want the same thing. I wanted a title fight. He had it at the time, you know, and we're jawing at each other a little bit. But yeah, there's tons of mutual respect there. Coming from the wrestling world, what he's done, and then what he's done in the MMA world, you know, I want to kind of do the same thing he just did. You know, the double champ there. So a lot of respect there.
you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers, Ryan.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you.
We'll
see you soon. No, Ben Henderson.
No, Vincent.
Oh, no. We're announcing a fight tomorrow in Mohegan Sun.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Bonus fight tomorrow in Mohegan Sun.
Bonus fight. Sunday night fight.
Drive for us. Dean?